Welcome in the head coach of the Detroit Lions, getting his team set to head down to Glendale, Arizona, take on the 4-9 Arizona Cardinals. Coach, you're on with Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, Moving the Chains, Sirius XM, NFL Radio. Thanks for joining us again today, Coach.
Afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon, Jim. How are you today?
I'm well. Getting ready for to make the trip. We're leaving tomorrow to go out to Arizona and put this losing streak to an end.
Yep. Just let me back up to practice for a minute. What's left of practice for the I'm assuming all the coaches have expired the use of padded practices and we're down to just walkthroughs and sweats.
Yeah, even if we hadn't expired the padded practices, we'd be pretty much done with them. Number one, from, you know, just getting the guys' bodies responding from week to week. But number two is just the availability of guys at practice. It's not unusual now to have, you know, 10 guys not practice on a Wednesday. So, you know, we want to try to do whatever we can to still practice and then also save their bodies till Sunday. We're able to still practice at a pretty high speed. You know, I think that even without having contact, we can simulate some game speed. And particularly this time of year, you just have to you got to be able to conserve bodies and conserve the hits until Sunday.
Well, Coach, I guess where's the focus for your football team? Because I mean, we've talked a lot about the close ball games. You've fallen a little short in those games, but they were close. You're right there. I mean, does the focus turn to 2013? Do you think about playing younger players? I guess, you know, give our listeners and the Lions fans out there a little update of how you want to finish the 2012 season.
Well, we're going to finish every game to do whatever we can to win that game. Looking at players in regard to the future or experiments and stuff like that, that's not part of our agenda. Our agenda is putting the best team that we can right now on the field and then trying to win that Sunday. And that's been the same since week one. Nothing's really going to change that. It is a little bit disappointing. Well, it's very disappointing to be in the position we are with the record. But we can't be discouraged. We've been literally five plays away from flipping our record and being right in the middle of things. And we've obviously proved that we can play with any team in the league, whether it's, you know, the Packers in our division or, you know, the Bears or, you know, the Houston Texans or whoever it is. We're just still we're still striving to make that one extra play that gives us the win rather than a narrow loss.
Jimmy, how do you, as a head coach, deal with these issues when they come up, like an anonymous source, anonymous teammate said something about Sue? My tendency would be, or my gut would be, that you just plain out ignore it. Is Sue capable of ignoring that stuff?
Yeah, you know, we have a good locker room. Our guys are
yeah,
our guys
that's
are
what
in
I thought.
It together. And, you know, I think it's part of the nature of the game now. There's so much scrutiny. There's a lot of attention on things other than football. You know, I don't feel very many questions about our third down pass
right.
efficiency or, you know, things like that. It's, you know, a lot of the focus of the game has gone to personalities and, you know, I mean, I'm not in the journalism business, but the whole idea of unnamed sources and anonymous sources and things like that. I mean, you know, this isn't Watergate. This isn't whistleblowers and corporations and stuff. You know, I mean, we believe that you put your name on something, and you know, we did address it to the team, but just to make sure that it doesn't become an issue and it doesn't end up being a distraction of pitting player versus player. Our players have never been afraid to speak their mind about each other. I think we've been proven that that we do that. And I think that's a sign of a good locker room and good leadership. Things are out front and things are on the record. So, you know, wherever that went or whatever, it really doesn't take away from any of our focus. Our focus is on the Arizona Cardinals, and we have enough to worry about there without worrying about what people write about us or what people say about us. We know where we are as a team. We know we've been one play short. We're working hard to try to find a way to make that one play. And, you know, when you do, none of that other stuff really matters.
There you go. And let's get to some football then. When you watch tape of Larry Fitz, is he kind of being covered? And this would be a fan question for sure to us. Is he, Does he get the similar situational looks that that Calvin gets, or is it different with him because of reasons I can't think of?
Well, it's a little bit different, but he's still one of the best receivers in the game. You know, their passing offense hasn't been as efficient, I'm sure, as they want it to be this year. Their defense has played real well this year, and their offense, I mean, you know, when you go through three quarterbacks, you know, you're not in a real good position. We've been there as a franchise, and it's you know, it's difficult. You know, a couple years ago, people were asking that about us, as you know, hey, how come we can't get the ball to Calvin, you know, 30 times a game and things like that. Well, you know, they've had injuries on their offensive line. They have three rookies that are going to start this game: a rookie center, a rookie left tackle, and a rookie right tackle. And then with the things at quarterback, I mean, it's not just about the receiver on the field. Everything else touches him, whether it's your run game or your offensive line or your quarterback. We have a lot of respect for Larry Fitzgerald. You know, as I like to say about Calvin, we know what number he wears. You know, he's hard to hide out there. And he's always going to get attention, whether, you know, it's week one or, you know, week 15. You know, he's a guy that you start a game plan with, you know, getting him stopped.
Well, Coach, I think you bring up a lot of good points on your third down. I mean, here you guys are almost 44% on third down. Arizona, their defense been good, probably getting a little worn out. They give up about 33%, almost 34% in third down conversions. And here you've already discussed with us about your loss of the receiving core and how it's been disrupted a little bit. I mean, what is the keys? Because you guys still continue at a pretty good clip, Coach. I mean, the goal is 40%. I think it's a little bit more nowadays, but you guys have been very high percentage all year long. What has been the key for you?
Well, third down's a big matchup in this game. You know, their offense has struggled on third down. You know, we need to get stops on third down as a defense. When we've played well on third down, obviously you can keep the score down because you're stopping drives. You know, and that's a big matchup in this game. But on the other side of the ball, their defense has done a really good job all year, particularly on third downs. Third downs, turnovers, sacks. You know, they're top 10 in the NFL. They were top 10 in the NFL and, you know, just a lot of categories until they had the blip on the radar last week of 58-0. And when you have 9 turnovers or whatever it was, you know, I mean, your score can get out of hand pretty quickly. But, you know, we still got Stafford. Our offensive line has played very consistent. You know, we haven't had games where sacks have been, you know, like the quarterback has had time to get rid of the ball and time to be able to make decisions back there. We can play better in a lot of different areas, but, you know, as long as you got Stafford and Calvin Johnson, you know, you can make the other parts work, and that's what we've had to do.
How you get out of the game last week, health wise, and anyone, you know, on the edge in a game time kind of decision guy?
Yeah, well, we'll be waiting to see on Brandon Pettigrew, who wasn't able to play most of the game against the Packers with an ankle sprain. He went out of the game early, came back, tried to go, and just couldn't put any pressure on it, wasn't able to finish. Which, after losing our wide receivers, we'd leaned on our tight ends, and to lose him, it set us back a little bit, but we found a way to try to work around it. You know, we'll just see where that gets to when we get to Sunday. Brandon's a tough guy, and he can play with a lot of pain and some injury. But if his mobility is limited, then you know, we'll just go with the next guys up. And Will Heller and Tony Scheffler have done a good job in different roles in our offense there also. And even Riley Reiff as a blocker has done a really good job in the role that we had for him. Nick Fairley wasn't able to finish last week.
Yeah,
and with putting Corey Williams on the IR this week, that could potentially affect our depth, particularly our defense tackle position, particularly the depth. But, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job. We've had some injuries along the D line. We've had some injuries at linebacker. We've had some injuries at offensive line. All those positions we were able to fill, and you never really noticed that we were injured at those positions. It's, you know, because we had really good depth there. It's, you know, it's a little bit different. I mean, even the Tennessee Titan game, we lost Stafford late in the fourth quarter in overtime. Sean Hill went in, led us to scores. so you never really noticed it there. But the situations that have been a lot harder for us to overcome on a weekly week to week basis, and we've had to work a lot harder, have been wide receiver and defensive back. Those are the ones that affect us a lot more, just because of the depth situation where our team is.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate your time. Good luck to you this weekend down there facing the Arizona Cardinals.
All right, thanks, Bills.